Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Infinity War.
With
and
Sam.
Then we get to Groot.
There you go.
And then we
but see, when you can't think of one, when you can't Google.
Yeah.
It's your stuff.
Yeah, Google it.
And I didn't know Mark Ruffalo. Because then you Google, and then you
Mark
see the whole
Ruffalo
cast.
In Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, the hard part is doing it in your mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all would know what we're talking about if you're watching on Patreon, because we just shot that episode. But if you're just joining in the world, too bad. Just listen up. This is the Ball Brothers podcast, where me and Tony like to wax poetic on the things that matter and don't matter. But they matter to us. Mm-hmm. Today's first topic. Top 10 R&B groups we think can fight. Mm-hmm. Men and women.
Yeah.
Fist the cuffs. I think I went first last time, Tone. So you're up and Adam.
Out the gate. Total.
Total?
Yeah. Pam looked like she'll sock your ass out, man. Pam alone. But the other girl looked like she got some skinny fists, too. Kima, Keisha, and Pam. So it's Keisha and Pam look like they could. No. It's Kima and Pam.
Yeah.
Keisha, I'm not so sure about. But Pam
sounds like somebody who, man, you know, Pam beat her up.
Pam,
you know,
socking dudes out easy, piecing them. Total came to my mind first.
Really?
He's like, R&B groups that can fight. I started seeing them in the leather outfit. Can't you see? They fought right before the video shoot. I was like, man, Total can fight.
All right, I'm going to Escape.
Okay.
Because Escape was fighting amongst themselves.
They were.
So I don't think it's any stretch of the imagination that they will fight you.
They look like they can fight.
They had the boots on in the 90s. They was here. Tasha stole the money, allegedly.
Yeah.
She beefing with Candy. Yeah. They beefing within the group. Till this day, I know they were socking people out. Big sock out.
Escape these knuckles, bitch. Bitch. Escape and fight.
Escape, I know they coming with fisticuffs and furniture moving.
Yeah.
We'll fight first. We'll ask questions later. Mm-hmm. I heard you did what?
Make sure them contracts is legit. You hear me?
All right, you're up.
The Temptations, man. You think I'm going to keep everything new? The Temptations. David Ruffin was roughing people up. Men and women, man. The Temptations, all them old school acts where the teenagers look like grown men in their 40s. Hands in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, man. The Miracles. I don't know if Smokey got hands or not, but the Miracles. You want me to get the Miracles in here? The Temptations, dog. Hands.
All right. Oh, man. Temptations ain't nothing without Denver.
They out here.
What they name?
Knuckles deep.
All right. I'm going to go Jagged Edge.
Yep. Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge. Yes.
They were problems, man.
They was boots.
Yep.
Loose boot Tim's R&B.
All day.
They was
oversized baggy jersey.
They was
Tim's.
Stops. What even their love song was matter of fact.
Man, they fist balled up on every track.
Nigga.
I want to be the one to sock you out. I want to be the one to
I promise you can get these hands.
I
what you can get.
To sock you out. Just believe. I promise. Socking you out for a very long time. The Wednesday lover, I love socking people out on Wednesday. out.
Meet me at the altar in your white dress.
Man, even the wedding day was ready to fight.
Yeah, man, we ain't getting no younger.
Mm-hmm. We might as well.
We might as well do this.
We might as well.
I've been feeling you all the while, girl. I must confess. Let's just get married now. Shut up and marry me.
Man, marry me, man, before I sock this dude out. New edition.
Oh.
They fight each other. They fight themselves on stage. Bobby, I told me. Nigga, off me, DeVoe. Sick of it, man.
Get off me, DeVoe.
Hey, Biv, man. Nah, hey, man, break the shit. Man, get. Bobby be tripping.
Get off me, DeVoe.
Man, Ralph, where you at? I've been fighting the whole time. I'm on underneath. Johnny Gill was like, hey, man, I don't want no problems, y'all. I'm new here.
No, man, we got problems. My mind got some problems with you.
The new edition.
New edition fresh fish.
For sure, dog. They fought each other on stage. You got to throw that in there, man. Bobby was it was a problem in the street. Boston, man, they be fighting.
Big fights in Boston.
Big fights in Boston,
you know how many movies
man?
Are about Boston people man, being tough?
Everybody was knuckle deep.
All right, mine is TLC.
TLC, huh?
Left Eye Alone let you know.
Left Eye, yeah.
Left Eye's mugshot.
Left Eye alone.
Did she look like she regret what she did?
Nah.
That burnt the niggas house down. She burned the house down.
She was like. She took that mugshot with a smile. Smirk,
she looked gorgeous. She was like, yeah, I burnt the house down. Nigga was cheating.
Absolutely.
Put the shoes in the bathtub. It took a blaze more than I thought.
Right.
But I ain't going to sit here and say I didn't do it.
I got no shame.
I was trying to burn the shoes, not necessarily the whole edifice, man. But it is what it is. T-Bob,
man,
her haircut alone let me razor blade in the cheeks.
Man, she was calm when Nas got shot in his belly. She was used to it. Oh, my God. What happened? Africa's far. You know what I'm saying? Not even tripping.
I don't know if Chili would.
I don't think Chili ever been in a fight.
But I think for T-Bob's left eye, this is what we got to do.
Yeah.
She's not going to start it, but she will. Left eye's kicking it off.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And I don't think T-Bob's is far behind.
Right.
Chili's like, girl, here we go again.
Yeah, I'm sick of this,
she's
y'all.
Kale. Oh, here we go again. And,
right.
And Chili's in great shape.
She is in great shape. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's going to have the stamina.
T-Bob's is squaring up. She's squared
T-Boz,
up.
Like, what we finna do? Like, if you talk to T-Boz on the phone and she was talking that shit, you be shook.
For, what?
It sound like she got hands on the phone.
For sure.
Like, Left Eye will fool you on the phone, but T-Boz will not.
T-Boz.
Like, man, it sounded like her voice was kind of smoky and raspy. I think she got hands.
Listen,
Left Eye can sound like a child.
Absolutely.
Man,
Left
T-Boz
Eye is
like
the Harley Quinn of the group.
Oh, for sure.
T-Boz is bae.
Yeah.
She's straight. You merely adopted the dark. I was molded by it,
baby, baby, baby. I give you this red light special. You hear me? Sick of this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Don't go chasing waterfalls with me, bitch. Like, oh, damn. It's going down in here.
You better stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to, huh? You better chase a waterfall if you want, huh? It's going to be a fist underneath that water.
You ain't going to recognize your own face. Listen to me. Don't go chasing these waterfalls.
Oh, my God.
I was going to do Parliament, but they a funk band, so I faded out.
Yeah, I feel you.
But they Parliament was looking rough and rugged.
Oh, yeah.
They was Mad Max ready. I was like, ooh, Parliament. But they funk. So
what you
like,
got next?
I got Gladys Knight and the Pimps.
It's in Gladys, the name.
Let me tell you something. The Pimps ain't even singers. They muscle for Gladys. That's what people don't realize. The Pimps. That's the muscle. They not singing. They like, hey, yo, Gladys, anything you need, say the word. All right, Bubba. His name was Bubba. Hands. Gladys Knight, here come the Pimps.
Oh.
Everybody's scrambling, hard bottoms and shuffling. Hell, Melvin and Blue Nose too, man. They look rough and rugged, man. Gladys Knight and the Pimps.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to go Jodeci.
Okay.
I feel like KC might talk his way into a lot of fights.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Devontae and Dowdy. Listen, New Jack Swing.
Yeah.
Not New Jack Not Swing.
They had the edgy vibe for sure.
Edgy vibes. I feel like they knocking your head with the beer bottle.
Mm-hmm.
in the bar. Mm. We'll deal with regret.
It looked like they was just ready for trouble.
Jonas, they're the bad boys of R&B.
Yeah.
They're boys to men whom I love. Nah, they don't want no smoke.
They ain't want no trouble.
Jonas, he's like, nigga, what you say?
We are trouble. Nigga, we come in trouble first. Fuck you and your girl, and we gonna take it. What you finna do? Devontae, get in here with the light eyes and take his girl. And when you take his girl, we gonna sock him out if he moves. That's what we doing. And Dalvin's like, yeah. That's all he say. He don't even say much. Yeah. Yeah, Dalvin, get in on
get
this.
In on yeah. This, Dalvin.
Dalvin the choir was, he'd be like, yeah.
Oh my God. All right, Jonas,
I'm going to go H-Town.
H-Town?
H-Town looked like they had hands to distribute.
Rockin' knockin' the boot.
Yeah, rest in peace to Dino, man. But it looked like they could square up. Mm-hmm. It was something about them. You know, even though the twins was pretty boys, it looked like they had hands
I'm with H-Town.
To back that up.
I'm with H-Town, you know, all the way.
Any group with some twins in there, man, fisticuffs. Because you know twins be fighting.
Twins be fighting.
They be knuckling each other up. That's why Jagged Edge was a good fit, too.
Yes, listen. And Jagged Edge, they rugged around the edge. They wasn't pretty boys.
That's
R&B.
Why they wanted the name.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing about us is smooth.
They could have been called Smooth Corner.
Nah, they were like, Jagged Edges.
Smooth Corner edgy. Don't really represent us.
Right.
Now, Jagged Edge.
Now,
Jagged Edge, we can work with.
Man.
You got a clip.
Smooth.
This is a Jagged Edge. Yeah, that's us.
That's crazy. Watch the movie, Jagged Edge.
Yeah, man. We ain't rolling hills. Nigga, ain't nothing smooth over here.
Ain't no smooth R&B.
You fall down this cliff, your rock is going to kill
man,
you.
Man, tough.
Jagged Edge.
It's an edge, because we on the edge of socking you out. You keep disrespecting us.
Full Force? Is Full Force R&B? I thought that was hip-hop.
They R&B.
Full Force? Mm-hmm. Is they from House Party?
Yeah.
They was
songwriters
44
too.
Years. Yeah, they wrote a lot of songs.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Full Force has to be because
they was bullies.
You see what
and
they
I believed
did.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Kick your fucking ass. I said, we could bust their ass and they come running out of the burning house. Yeah, wait, burning house? We just talking about fucking people love. What you talking about? Burning cats? I don't know, man. They really thought about burning this house down with a house full of people, dog. How sinister is that in high school?
They were not in high school. They were in a high school movie. They were 33.
They were definitely grown men.
Four children with a Jeep.
Chest out. You can't even wear stuff like that to school.
They had a mortgage.
Damn, they were really gonna burn people alive.
I love how they was with it till it sat in their mind. Yeah, but wait, hold on, man.
Burning house.
This is what's going on, man.
He was dead serious. He was like, "Yeah, man, give me the lighter, man." Thank God the police showed up. The racist cops.
Thank God
saved the day
for racist police. For once in our lives, they actually saved lives.
They did. They was in there just. Minding their own business, partying. They poured the gasoline already.
This is not a premeditated. This was a crime in action.
Yeah,
they wasn't thinking about it nor planned. This wasn't premeditated arson. We are doing this.
We gonna cold burn this house down, and when they come running out, that's when we get killed. That's how desperately they wanted kids.
Some people might have to die. Listen, decisions were made. Yes.
A family's life is going to be ruined, at the very least.
Technically, we murdered 33 other people. It's innocent bystanders.
But we got kids.
And kid, they don't even know he's not going to burn down.
Right.
They just assume he's getting out. What if he's trapped in the bathroom, man? They're not thinking this through.
If he died, it's going to be perfect.
He beating up the corpse,
man.
Beating up the ashes. This one looked like him. It's got the extra hair.
It's ridiculous, dog. That's our 10.
That's our 10. Top 10 R&B groups that can fight. Total Escape.
The Temptations, for sure.
Temptations, for sure. Jagged Edge, New Edition. TLC, Gladys Knight, and the Pips.
The Pips.
Jodeci, H-Town, and Full Force.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for indulging in our silliness. Our next topic, top 10 trilogies.
Oh.
This is going to be tough.
I already know what you got up in
there.
You already know what I got up in there. Yeah,
you want to say it for me?
The Dark Knight Trilogy.
The Dark Knight Trilogy. Christopher Nolan's magnum opus. The best of the best. Batman Begins.
Oh,
The Dark Knight Rises. 1, 2, 3. Perfection. I'll watch it tonight. I love it that much. It's the best thing DC has ever done to me. They got it right.
They did.
Matter of fact, give him control of the franchise.
They really should.
Make him the Kevin Feige of DC because he got the darkness of DC. You can't make it all bubblegum pop.
Yeah.
You got Superman and Batman fighting over the mama's name and saving them, man. Christopher Nolan would never. Folks was dying in this movie.
I did like that Batman fight scene, though.
Yeah, man.
Now, for this list, if they go beyond 3.
You're throwing it.
We can still,
yeah.
use them? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll just include a run of 3 films that's top
for
notch.
Sure.
All right.
For sure. That I actually had that. I had that thought, too, and I was like, man, get it.
Because a lot of times.
At least 3.
Usually, they'd be like, we got to do one more because the first trilogy was so good. And they always adding shit on. Yeah. Usually taking the L.
All right, you're up.
Lord of the Rings, man. You already knew it.
Same way I was going to go Dark Knight, you was going to go Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
So stop acting like if you went first, you would win Lord of the Rings anyway.
Man, Lord of the Rings, man. Ain't no flaw in it.
I love Lord of the
Rings. Ain't no weak link.
I watched Lord of the Rings, all of them, in the theater.
Yes.
They weren't long enough, if you ask me.
I love Lord of the Rings.
I don't care how long it is if I'm having a good time. Yeah. If it's long, like The Irishman, and I'm like checking my watch.
Yeah.
Then it's too long.
Yeah.
If it's long like Avatar, where you're like, okay, man, this is cool.
Yeah.
Too long. Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings, though.
I was like, this is...
And the payoff.
It was all worth it.
Yeah, they sealed it up. They ain't leave nothing to chance and nothing to interpretation.
Nah.
That's what I love about Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings
it's
is
fantastic.
Great.
I was in another world. The action was epic. It's perfect.
Gollum?
Perfect.
Andy Serkis as Gollum, man.
Perfect.
I was like...
Perfect.
Mm.
The stakes, the emotions... The attachments, the journey. Oh, this is fantastic.
Absolutely. All right. Now, let me think.
What are you going with next?
Okay, so now just hear me out. Because I'm not saying these movies are all great. But
most trilogies are going to have a weak link.
They're going to have, okay, so cool. I'm going to go Star Wars.
Which one?
The original, the first
okay,
three.
Yeah.
First three was good.
I expected them to be on.
Yeah, the perfect Star Wars to me would be if you took Revenge of the Sith and then 1 and 2. Because I like Revenge of the Sith is better than some of the first trilogy to me. But the first part of the second trilogy was just abysmal.
Yeah.
I hated the Jar Jar Binks thing.
Oh, Jar Jar Binks was
hated.
Attack of the Clones was forgettable.
But Revenge of the Sith?
Revenge of the Sith was a good time.
Anakin, you were the chosen one.
My emotions was high watching that
movie. Yeah, booty cheeks clenched.
Yeah.
He cut that man's arms and nubs off, and Anakin was still coming forward. Bro, you lose. You lost, man.
Yeah.
You don't have limbs.
And it still hurt.
The ground is hot.
Yeah.
And you're still, that is hate.
So he got sizzled off in his hair. Crispy. It was just like his head, bald headed. Because that would have rose the stakes when we watching the Star Wars. That means they would have had to throw some Return of the Jedi off up into Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
Which I feel like is the strongest of the.
Yes.
The Empire Strikes Back is the best of the six.
Six. Rogue One is one of my favorite movies.
Rogue
of
One
the
is
thing.
Fire.
But the last three, the most recent ones, I was like, all right,
yeah.
Just watch out, man.
Okay.
All right, what you got?
I'm going to throw in there. I love Back to the Future.
No problems here.
I love Back to the Future, even the Western one. The Western one had one of the coldest climaxes in the game.
Yeah.
On the train ride and them trying to make that train before, you know, it's too late and the track ran out. That shit was exciting.
1,000%. I looked at those Marty McFlys.
Yeah.
And then I closed my laptop. Them shoes are $15,000.
Are they?
$15,000. Sometimes they up to $22,000.
I love those shoes.
I just check them. In the movie, I was like, damn.
Yeah, those Nikes was so
dope. And never thought
dope.
Nike would make those.
Yeah.
Like, that's a movie shoe. That's not a real shoe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It looks so good, though. When he put those on, I was like.
And he had
I already wanted to be Marty McFly.
He was so cool, man.
And then when he got them kind of Nikes on the hoverboard, I was like, man, I just felt useless as a kid. I was just like,
nothing, man.
You don't get no better than
over
Marty
the
McFly.
Water, man. Come on, what do I got?
And Biff. People don't talk enough about what Thomas Wilson did as Biff, as young Biff, Old Biff, old Donald Trumpy Biff, and Mad Dog Tannen. The acting that he did in those three movies was just overlooked.
Absolutely. Biff he was is such a great name for a villain, too.
Biff?
Biff is an 80s villain.
Absolutely.
Chet, remember Chet from Weird Science?
Yeah.
Chet is absolutely a villain.
Buzz, Biff, Buzz. Chet. Thomas Wilson don't get enough credit for what he did in those three
absolutely.
Movies. I love Back to the Future.
Now, I'm sorry, Tone. I don't know if we said this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going animated.
Oh, we can do animated.
Toy Story.
I already knew Toy Story.
Toy coming, Story.
No first three Toy Stories.
Is,
man. Come on.
Dog.
Yeah.
When I realized I was crying,
mm-hmm.
when Lotso had them going into the fire,
big wet.
I said, oh my God.
If you don't get emotional watching that, you
said,
a serial killer.
I am really crying over the end. Because in my mind, they're dead.
Yeah.
They are.
I thought this
dead.
Was it.
They held hands.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
They was. I
Come
was
on,
lying.
Y'all. That's it. I said. Oh, my God.
Because that's what be happening to toys, man. They just be.
They just be gone.
They just be gone,
oh, my
man.
God. This is it. This is the end of the road. And Lotso said. He ran. I said, you murderer. You murderer. How could you do this? They were your friends in the daycare. And you saluted. He ran off. Suck. I said,
trash,
oh, my
dog.
God. I hate this bear.
Man.
He tricked me. He was
Listen.
All welcoming arms.
He
and
was.
Take care of the first day.
He won us over.
He was like, come on in, y'all. I'm going to kill y'all in the fire later.
In the fiery depths.
But for now.
And they was about to take the fire to the face.
Oh, they were resigned to death.
They was looking at it like, this is it, y'all.
The aliens did not save them. They were like, he got us, y'all. He got us, y'all.
Toy Story, man.
Duh.
Those first three Toy Stories are legend.
Love them.
Legends.
All right, you're up.
Okay. I have Indiana Jones.
Man.
First three Indiana Jones joints. Great time. Even the Temple of Doom I was never not entertained.
Yeah.
And Last Crusade is my favorite.
I remember thinking, probably like a 7-8 year period, Harrison Ford could do nothing
he was
wrong,
killing
man.
From the Fugitive to
dog.
All the way up to Air Force One.
I love The Fugitive.
Yeah.
My aunt
Clear
had
Clear Present Danger,
Clear
Patriot
Present
Games.
Tone, my aunt had
Harrison
all,
Ford.
She loved him.
Yeah.
And she used to watch me. She just was like, turn on this, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Turn on the movie.
Harrison
so I was
Ford,
just
dog.
Young, like.
Yeah.
Bro, she had an all Harrison Ford movie.
He's so dope, man.
He was so fun as Han Solo.
Yeah.
He was just, he's one of my favorite characters because he makes the movie more like, you need that character.
Yeah.
You need the, like, lively. Like, even when he's caught, he's like, they got me, but they ain't got me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he didn't feel like, when you do like, an intergalactic movie,
yeah,
they tend to stiffen everybody
for
up.
For sure.
It's like, we're going to introduce you to a world that's crazy,
yes.
but it's serious. But
yes.
Harrison Ford, he come in with the Wild West American modern
yes.
swagger and attitude, and it's just
and
like,
guy,
man, let's go, Chewie. And then they just do, and Chewie's like, and they know what he's saying. They're like, I know, man. I put it in the back, man. Get off my back, Chewie.
They were the regular guy
yeah.
of Star Wars.
Yes.
And you need a garbage man in Star Wars.
Yes.
Everybody can't be Darth Vader and
right.
Luke. Somebody
right.
got to be, hey, man, I worked the double.
Right.
I put trash away.
Because you got a princess.
Yeah.
You know, Luke is naive. Like, oh, what's going on?
I don't
on?
Know my powers.
Yeah, what's happening here? I'm the chosen one. And Hans is just like, hey, man.
I steal.
We
and
out
I
here.
Drive good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
and
on the run right
now. And then
he
goes from that to Indiana Jones.
Bruh.
Archaeologist, professor, / adventurer.
He had that such a good twinkle in his eye.
Yeah.
Like, right when he's about to take the thing that he's not supposed to take.
Right.
And you know when you take that,
right.
the world's going to start collapsing.
Man.
But in Indy's eyes, he's like,
I got to do it. He weighing it up. And then he would take L.
For sure.
He would take L after L. And it was just like, that part in Temple of Doom.
Oh, my God.
When old girl was in there with all them bugs, but the thing was about to smash
yeah.
Indiana Jones and
yes.
What's the boy's name?
Short
Round.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
about
yeah.
to get crushed.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't. And then his hand comes through the whole. Pull the lever now. It was just a, we in here, dog. It's fantastic. All right,
good time. Admittedly, the third one's not great, but The Godfather. One and two are so good that three, tremendously lower.
I can't include this.
Tone.
Three is that bad, though.
Three, okay, no argument. That's why I started my sentence off. But tone.
It's too bad.
Tone. Come on, man. One and two are so, they are world-class films.
With the third one.
But tone.
The third one is the last season.
That was the
of
money
Game
grab. It was the money grab. They been should have been done. But the first two are so good. You not going, Leah, you feel me? One and two.
They are.
Three is just like.
Oh, look at what the common denominator is on the trilogies we got.
I'm gonna put it over here. Okay, I'm gonna put it over here.
All the ones that we picked so far, there's not a straight up stinker.
Three is a dub for
it's
sure.
A straight up.
But one and two, you tell me one and two ain't pulling up three a little.
One,
like, you
one and
us.
Two are probably some of the best movies ever made.
That's
but
what
the,
I'm saying.
But the third one is absolute garbage.
Man,
it's a
I knew you felt
it's a
bad.
Tremendous dip off from
it's,
the other
it's
two.
It's Home Alone 3.
That's how you lose.
This is a new world.
That's how you lose in the trilogy. If it's a dip off that hard.
Yeah. Because Batman, my favorite trilogy, they here.
The Dark Knight Rises is a dip off, but it's not that drastic.
No. Three is bad that you'd be like, did the person who made one and two make three?
Yeah.
Or did they bring somebody new? And it's like that.
It's
okay.
The same director, but this is the.
Fine. Honorable
that's,
man.
That's why Spider-Man's not making this.
Oh, yeah.
Because Spider-Man 3 was such a huge dip off. Oh, my God.
I wanted to poke my eyes out with the hot.
Once you start doing. What the fuck is this? What is this?
I wanted to poke my eyes out with the thing you used to poke to do the fire.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the fire and just be like.
I wanted the mountain from Game of Thrones to be like. Squeeze my head.
It physically hurt my body to watch him do this. Just the bounce before he did any of this stuff. All right, fine. I'm going to throw in Ocean's 11.
No. No.
Anthony Charles.
No. They're not making the cut.
Ocean, the second
Ocean's
one.
Ocean's 12 was
see, okay,
Poopsville.
But, I'm going to tell you what it is. I should have known the way you did The Godfather. Ocean's 12 made the same mistake that Ocean's 8 made.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have a secret heist that we did not see.
Yeah.
That is the heist in a heist movie. We need to watch you do the one you're talking about.
Right.
The nigga stole an egg 4 days ago. What the hell are you talking
it's
about,
a cheat
man?
Code, man.
They've been in jail the whole time?
Yeah, actually, we've been stole the egg.
Man, shut up. Mm-hmm. But I like them. No. Fine.
I'm being
Fine.
A hater? No.
Fine.
Ocean's 11 got.
Ocean 12.
Ocean's 11 just got too many.
Oh, you're saying Ocean's 11 as a trilogy?
Yeah.
Austin Powers?
Okay.
Beyonce is the third.
Beyonce almost ruined the third one.
Almost.
But she didn't fully ruin it.
They never made another one. Did you see a four?
Well, but Mike Myers be
Did
weird.
You see a four?
No.
She.
But financially, it made the most.
I don't care. I hate it.
I don't think she killed the franchise.
I don't think she resurrected it. I feel like they didn't make no more.
So you hating on your own pick then?
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's the Godfather 3 of the thing.
Austin Powers Gold Member is not Godfather 3.
It's not. But it is tremendously worse because of a certain person.
Dang.
I hate.
So she's the Sofia Coppola of Sofia's a great filmmaker. But
man.
As an actress. So no, for Austin Powell?
I'm thinking. I'm going to put it off to the side. Because we only got four more. I still can't believe you let me have The Godfather.
I mean, if you want it, I just can't.
I'm taking it, man.
Part three is just so terrible, man.
I don't care. It's the exception because one and two are classic films.
You can't call it a strong trilogy.
You
man.
Can. The averages is so high. That was like a 2000.
Put it this way. Everybody that we've picked so far, the third movie, we like to see. Like,
yeah,
we're glad they exist.
I agree with you.
Godfather 3, if Godfather 3 left, we'd be like, you didn't need it anyway.
All right, man, I'm going to put it back on the side. Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
Now, admittedly, and yes. I, Tony will know this, and I'm not a liar. I watched Lethal Weapon very late. Me and Tony was working on a buddy cop movie.
Right.
Tony sent me all these buddy cops. I had seen some of them, but I hadn't seen them all. Lethal Weapon was a great time.
Yes. Weapon is 4-0, actually.
Lethal Weapon, I thought Danny Glover was 68.
Right.
He was like
42?
40, barely
41?
40.
41? Yeah.
When he said he was sick of stuff, he
That's what I'm saying, man. Gruffiness is not about age.
No. I feel like Danny Glover was like that when he was
spirit.
8. Another bit of chocolate milk? I'm sick of it. He's had that temperament for a long time.
Lethal Weapon, I love Lethal Weapon.
Riggs and Murtaugh's chemistry, yes. they are the blueprint of so many buddy cop films.
100%.
The wild cop plays 100%. Loose. The by the book, you know.
100%.
Just great. Outside of like how they look in the movies, like how the 80s looks in the early 90s, the actual story of the film holds up tremendously.
Absolutely.
Well. And niggas was dying in there. Those villains.
Body counts is high.
I said, oh my.
Remember in Lethal Weapon 3, where it hit home, where it got serious, where, you know, they had those cop killing bullets and. You know, they was worried about it, and Murtaugh was worried about his son hanging out with the wrong crowd, and then his son's friend ended up getting killed in the shootout. He lived with that guilt because I killed your friend.
Absolutely.
And then they had that little father-son moment. So Riggs' girlfriends be getting killed.
Remember, they shot the whole trailer up on the beach? I said, man, enough.
And they drowned their little love interest
in that. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't expecting that because of when the moves were made.
Yeah.
Folks was coming up big dead.
They were going to kill Riggs in the second one.
Really?
Yeah. But then they were like, nah, we're going to keep. Remember, he got shot and he was laid out?
Yeah.
But they decided against it.
Got it.
Yeah, he was going to die initially. All right, so I'm going to go with, you probably ain't even seen this because it's scary.
Oh, yeah, you probably right.
But the Evil Dead trilogy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't know nothing
Whatever you
this.
Say about it, I take from.
You don't know nothing about this. Evil Dead 2 and the Army of Darkness. Evil Dead as a franchise is undefeated as a whole. All those movies are good, but I'm going to just throw in.
I don't even want to look up the trailer. I got no interest in this. Evil Dead?
Evil Dead. For the people that have seen Evil Dead, they know Evil Dead is 3-0.
Don't like being
Everybody
scared.
Everybody that's saying no, have y'all seen them? Don't come in here because you're scared of horror movies. Be like, no. Just because y'all soft.
I am so scary, Ebony. This is my truth.
So if you're scary, just admit that. But don't be saying no like I made a wrong choice here.
You know what? I wouldn't have thought of this, but the Patreon is saying this, and I never thought The Godfather wouldn't make it. I'm trying to think if I feel strongly
Because I wanted to put in Aliens, but I kept it off because of 3. Alien 3.
Yeah, I get you. Because there's enough strong.
Yeah, because Aliens 2 is like my favorite
movie. But Godfather is it's just so good, but I get you. Friday
ain't.
It's not for me. My top.
I don't like next
John Wick, no. I liked all three, but I don't think.
John Wick is undefeated.
It's undefeated, but I'm not trying to be disparaging because I know what I signed up for and they deliver.
Yeah.
But.
Sometimes you're numbed out.
That's what it is.
They weren't varied enough to feel like different. The stuff we have here,
yes,
every piece feels different.
John Wick actually feels like one very long movie.
Yeah, it's just a long movie.
That just things keep happening to him. Right. But like, I need you to introduce a new character. Right. Like, he's just, I'm going after this guy. They killed my dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to the table.
Right.
Now I'm excommunicado. I got to get. But like, there's only so many different ways you can kill somebody. And also, I don't revisit John Wick movies. Because I feel like I seen it.
I'll be coming back.
I be seeing
John Wick.
It.
I like every John Wick movie, but I can see us leaving.
Yeah,
leaving it off.
We're talking about the top.
Yeah.
Bourne Trilogy is good.
Bourne Trilogy is fire.
Even though
the second one, I was a little shaky cammed out, but that third one was fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First and the third were fire.
Bourne,
and the second was
Ultimatum?
Good. Yeah, third one's Ultimatum.
Ultimatum.
Second one is the Bourne Supremacy, and then the first one, the Identity.
You know what? I wasn't thinking about that, but those were pretty flawless.
Yeah.
And
I'm not mad at the Bourne.
I put Bourne on there for me.
I wrote Bourne down.
When did Jeremy Renner come in? 4?
Yeah.
And then they just was like,
all right, sorry, y'all. We was kidding. Bring Matt back, please.
Dog, I've never seen a movie be like, what was we thinking? What?
Get Matt back.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Then they came right back like they never brought Jeremy Renner in.
Yeah. But that third one is my favorite.
And it also holds up. I was on a long flight a while back, and it was on there.
Yeah.
I said, oh, let me tap in.
Yeah.
And the first one is so interesting.
That first one was dope.
The memory is...
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon is a good...
He is.
He's a good guy for that.
Uh-huh.
He's really good, and they're varied enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I love, he started off, he backed off the grid.
Yeah.
And every time I'm out,
they pull me back in.
Which is from
Great
The Godfather.
Great line from The Godfather, but the movie was
That's
trash.
From 3, ain't it?
Yeah. That's the best part of
How
the movie.
How they get the best line out of the worst
That's the
movie?
That's the best part of the
Actually,
movie.
Actually, Mickey Offer, You Can't Refuse, probably is more famous.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you know why that's also funny? Because The Sopranos, they used to always say that.
Mm.
When they were joking around, do it, Paulie. They made me an offer. I think it was Silvio. Made me an offer. Every time I think I'm back out, they pull me right back in. All right, your last.
All right, so I'm struggling between The Planet of the Apes and...
You're talking about the newer ones?
The newer ones, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Those are flawless.
Those are flawless.
Either the Planet of the Apes joint or... I could go one of two directions. I could do Planet of the Apes, Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man.
With Homecoming, Tom Holland.
Homecoming, Far From Home, and No Way Home. Or... I got choices here.
Let me hear you.
I got
the
Mad Max.
Mad Max is good.
I got Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
I have The Naked Gun.
Love Naked Gun. OJ died.
I have The Terminator.
Leslie Nielsen is so good.
Oh, man, he's
fantastic. Terminator 1, 2, and 3 are also good.
I like, people hate on 3, but I thought 3 was dope.
T-1000 was great for me.
I thought
Why don't people don't like T-1000? What's wrong with T-1000?
They just be hating on 3 a little bit because I don't know why they be hating on
What's wrong? I like T-1000.
Yeah.
You don't like T-1000?
Was that her name?
No, Liquid Boy.
No, that's 2.
Well, what's 3?
3 was the girl. Terminator.
I'm out. I hate 3. I've been thinking 2 was... I forgot.
Did you see
1.
3?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh.
I've been mixing. Is... 2 is when Arnold is good.
It's good, yeah.
And then T-1000 is the villain.
Yeah.
I forgot that was... I scooted him back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Shut up, Cam.
Blade 3 is terrible.
Yeah.
Just for nostalgia and just... I'm going to go with Die Hard.
Okay.
The first 3 Die Hards.
Now, you know, I like that. No beef. No disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
What I hadn't forgot, let me read back, look at my list.
Die Hard.
I forgot how much I enjoyed Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes.
Those are 3 really good movies.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything that you know, The Dark Knight ain't going out. I could say I enjoy Planet of the Apes more than Star Wars, though. I feel like Star Wars is just a big, like, movie for the culture.
When I go back and watch the OG Star Wars, I just be like,
I feel you.
It's dated.
It's very much I feel you.
It's super dated.
It was a great trilogy, but if I got a long flight and you gave me the Planet of the Apes trilogy or Star Wars,
yeah,
no way in the world I'm turning on Star Wars.
Yeah,
the Planet of the Apes movies are infinitely more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Them doggone monkeys was going at it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They
was all in.
Going.
Remember when they was hating on him because he had pants on? Hey, man, he got jeans on, man. Think he better than us in here. He like, hey, man, what y'all want from me? Take the pants off. We apes, though.
I'm sorry,
you look
Star
like
Wars.
A clown. You in here with these Wrangler jeans on, man. Who you think he is, man? sick of Caesar.
Burn the house down, y'all. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here with his pants.
When Caesar said no the first time.
Yeah.
No! I said. And I actually remember watching the old ones. Who was it Charlton
Heston?
I watched those.
Uh-huh.
So seeing the other way,
yeah,
I was like, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. I think they're making another one.
Yeah.
I think I just saw the trailer.
Come out this summer.
When the Mongols was riding, when they was riding the horses,
yeah.
I said, man, this is crazy.
Visually, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But it looks so dope.
And I love the way, I think it was the end of the first one, when they showed how the virus spread with the planes. Yeah. Other movies have adopted that since, but right. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I enjoy that more than Star Wars. Off, huh? Yeah, Star Wars, Toy Story, I might put over Lethal Weapon.
But
just for
on,
me personally.
Hold on, okay.
But it definitely better than Star Wars. All right, who else did you have? See if there's anything we're replacing.
Oh, so I got the Bournes, I got Die Hard, I got Terminator, Mad Max, Austin Powers, The Girl with the Tattoo Trilogy, the
OG. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yeah. The OG one with Rumi Rapace. Evil Dead. The Mummy has a weak third, though. And that's it. Aliens.
Unbreakable Splitting Glass was good. Arnell.
I thought about doing...
I don't even think of that as a trilogy, because it's not 1, 2, and 3, but it is. But but that's good.
I thought about doing The Avengers, but it's kind of weird because...
Because of the universe?
Yeah, and it's just for the trilogy, like,
man, but
Infinity
if
War Endgame, that means you have to have Age of Ultron first, which I thought was weaker than the first Avengers. So then you would have the Avengers, Age of Ultron, and then Infinity War, but you're leaving out Endgame.
Endgame and Infinity War, you really need. I don't hate Age of Ultron the way most people do.
It. Yeah.
It's not nearly as bad as people do.
No, it's not.
But if you could take that out and go.
Avengers, Infinity War, Endgame.
But the thing about that makes it harder for me is Infinity War and Endgame build upon the whole universe more than just the Avengers movies.
Right.
Like most trilogies are like just those three. But
so like a cheat code.
Yeah, because you need Civil War. You need Black. You like all of that matters.
Yeah.
And that's why on your left makes means more to us because of other movies.
That's facts. They got the cheat code.
They got the cheat code of like almost 10 years of investment.
That's true.
But those two, Infinity War and Endgame, back to back, they're the godfather of, you know, Age of Ultron is, I guess, three. But I watched Age of Ultron like 6 months ago.
I like it.
And also, I'm a James Spader fan.
Oh, yeah.
His voice is just.
It's great. I was excited when they cast him as Ultron because I love it when they fought him in the comic book.
So good.
Yeah.
When he was just groggy, he was like, oh, the other guy's in my head. I killed the other guy.
Who? Jarvis.
Not Jarvis you didn't kill.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even know Jarvis could be killed.
He was murdered.
Internet killed the internet?
He was murdered.
And there was a moment there where Ultron was like, y'all niggas ain't got nothing. There's nothing you can do with him.
Yeah.
He's just getting better, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
Ultron,
and
man.
Also Andy Serkis again.
Andy Serkis,
he's so good in that one.
Claw,
he's so good. Even though he gets his arm chopped off,
for sure. Andy Serkis is fire every time.
He's good. There's a movie I just watched with him.
He's fire every time.
He was in a Star Wars something.
He's undefeated in roles I've seen him in.
I think he was in Mandalorian, if I'm not mistaken. He was in prison in some Star Wars thing I watched, but he was great. Okay, you feel good. You feel confident about leaving Godfather out?
Yes. Godfather 3.
I know how much you love Aliens. So if you left Aliens out, then I know Godfather.
It hurt me to leave Aliens out.
Because
the first two Alien movies are top tier.
Yeah.
And they feel completely different from one another.
Yeah.
And then Alien 3 feels different as well, but I just didn't like the direction they took that in.
Yeah. It was Andor. Thank you, David.
With a great director, David Fincher, but it still was just like...
I'm with you, Tone. I'm with you. All right, here's our final list. Dark Knight, Lord of the Rings, Planet of the Apes, Back to the Future, Toy Story, Indiana Jones, Lethal Weapon, Evil Dead, Bourne Identity, and Die Hard. We left out Friday. You feel good about that?
Oh, I had no remorse.
You left out Bad Boys?
Yeah.
You good with that?
Yep. I left out Rush Hour. Good with that.
Yeah, Rush Hour.
Rush Hour 3 was a money grab. Yeah, Bad Boys 3 is better than Rush Hour 3.
Yeah. I watched Rush Hour. I said, whew.
Yeah.
Racism. The stuff Chris Tucker, sure. I said, oh my God.
No Iron Man, because it's nope. Nope. 2 and 3,
Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2 and 3 is just weak.
You talk about, is that the one with Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, 2 is Mickey Rourke.
I actually hated 3 more. All the suits.
3 pissed me off because all the suits and that little game they played with the Mandarin pissed me off.
Oh, my God. I didn't like that. He's way more of a villain than Val Kilmer.
Absolutely.
That's
Guy Pearce.
I mean, Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
And
Mission Impossible is a good pick.
Yeah, Mission Impossible is good.
Yeah, the first 3 were fire.
First 3 were fire.
The back 3 were fire.
What's Ghost Protocol? Ghost Protocol 3? Or 4?
That's 4. That's 4.
See, that's the problem. Ghost Protocol is my favorite Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah.
And it's not in the first 3.
Right.
And you can't go 2, 3, 4 because you need 1.
Yeah, because 2 is kind of weak.
It's hard to get. You got the Hangover. You're talking
Hangover
about
is not even nowhere near making the cut.
They shouldn't have made any of those.
No. They should have made the Hangover 1 and Hush.
I feel like 2 and 3 are so bad, it tarnishes 1 a little bit.
Kinda, because it makes you dizzy. Y'all was greedy. But I get it. You got to make a sequel.
You got to, because it was so successful. But they were like, do the Vegas, but in Thailand.
We got the same thing in 2. It was a complete carbon copy. That's how Men in Black 2 was. It was a carbon copy.
Yes.
3 was better than 2 on Men in Black and the
Yes.
Now, Hangover 3 was the worst.
Yeah.
Hangover 3 was absolute garbage. Garbage.
And 1 was so good.
1 was perfect.
1 was one of my favorite comedies of all. But
1 was perfect.
And I don't know why I even saw 3. 2 told me everything I need to know about what they was doing, but 3 was just
because the third trailer was legit. I was like, all right, it's feeling a little different.
Yeah,
now. But it did.
Like, nah, got your kid.
Nope.
All right, we ain't got time for 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
So we love y'all. This is a great time. I am having a blast. Leah's having a great time.
Oh yeah, she's
Tones,
giggling.
Tones loves
I'm
it.
I'm all in, man.
Tone talking movies all day.
It's my wheelhouse.
He don't even eat.
It's my wheelhouse.
All right, Patreon. We just gonna grab something to drink. We'll be right back. Everybody else, we'll see you next week.